Greetings. This recording was done at Sunset High School in May 2011 as part of the Cedar Mill Library's ongoing oral history series focusing on immigration stories. High school history teacher Matt Highfield interviews Eduardo Corona about the differences between Guadalajara, Mexico City, California, and Oregon. So enjoy.
My name is Matt Highfield. I am a teacher at Sunset High School, and I am interviewing
Eduardo Corona.
Excellent. Welcome to Sunset.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking part in this project. It's a really good project. Where did you or your family come from, and what year did you come to Oregon?
Well, this is the second time we're coming to Oregon. Mm-hmm. The first time it was in 2006. We spent here like a year, mm-hmm. working for a telecommunications company, and then get back to Mexico, to Guadalajara, and now we're coming back the last year in October.
Okay. So why did you come to Oregon? Was it the telecommunications, or was it the job, or family? Or?
Yeah, it was my wife keeps working the mm-hmm. company, telecommunications company, and she get a transfer from Guadalajara to Oregon again.
Okay.
The first time we got to Mexico, we got a transfer from Oregon to Guadalajara, and now we're coming back. The same company.
All right. What are the biggest challenges that you faced coming to Oregon?
Now, the first time. Well, coming to the States is the language, mm-hmm. the culture, food, the education for the kids. We have to adapt to the new culture, mm-hmm. and trying to not to miss or lose our own culture, mm-hmm. and well, the main challenge that we are trying to do with our kids and with ourselves is trying to get the very good feature culture items from the American culture, but not only from the American culture, but from the Asian culture. Trying to I don't know how to say trying to have a multicultural mm-hmm. Way of life.
Good, that's a really good answer. What when you were talking about culture, I mean, I know that language is, it's always difficult to learn and adapt to a new language, and it's a challenge. What was the biggest aspect of culture in Oregon, for example, that was the hardest to adjust to?
The hardest to adjust to? I don't know, I miss a lot the Mexican festivals, and uh-huh. Christmas. Huh? In Mexico, the biggest national festival is in September 16th.
Uh-huh.
There's the Independence. And to be in here, you get a word that the biggest Mexican festival is May 5th.
Yeah.
So it's a little different.
Yeah.
So, well, I missed a lot of the festival when you can get along with your relatives, with sure. your kids and whatever. Here is a little different. Everybody is working and studying and doing their own life and mm-hmm. their own places, and not too much interactivity between the people.
Hmm. I never knew that September 16th was so much bigger than May 5th. Wow. You've kind of already answered this, but what differences were the most obvious to you when you arrived?
In my area, work and business, for the American business culture, nothing is personal.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is just business.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, I don't know, for some American people that I met, trying this kind of business, this kind of life to their family life. So mm-hmm. nothing is personal, everything is business, mm-hmm. everything is about money, and that's good, but it's a little different in Mexico. When you are in Mexico, you don't do any contract for lending money to your brother or mm-hmm. to your sister or to your mother, yeah. or you don't get aware of that kind of things. Mm-hmm. So Mexico is a little closer relationship, and mm-hmm. you can share your money, your house, your family with your relatives.
Mm-hmm.
And here is everybody's having his own things and uh-huh. separate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. That makes a lot of sense. Did you or your family ever have to face any prejudice, or did people ever treat you poorly because you were from Mexico?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of times. Yeah, I think the less educated people is sometimes is very rude because of mm-hmm. our accent, because of our skin color,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes they're prejudging us, and especially I don't know in the stores,
mm-hmm.
sometimes the cashiers, they are waving and talking and laughing with the customers, and we get the cashier. The attitude just changes the kind of things. Sometimes we're waiting a lot in the restaurants, some restaurants, and but beyond that, it's just also the kind of things that I talked to you.
Mm-hmm.
In Mexico, we are more closer than uh-huh. than here. It's a different culture.
That makes sense. That makes yeah. a lot of sense. What do you like most about Oregon?
The multicultural activities. I just live a couple of years in California also. Uh-huh. And here is more open-minded, more open to another cultures. So you can get some items from our culture, and we can share cultures
uh-huh.
with some other people in some other states. Well, actually in California, people tend to be more separated, and here you can interact with some other American or some other cultures, some other people.
Interesting. What aspects do you, your family, miss most about Mexico? I know there's the closeness of family. Yeah. Is there anything else? And the celebrations. are there other things that you really miss about Mexico?
Yeah, the beach.
The beach.
Because the beach is warm. Uh-huh. It's pretty warm, so we like to go to Los Cabos or something. Uh-huh. And here the beach is
cold.
It's cold.
It's very cold.
Yeah, it's funny, but we miss a lot of that.
Yeah.
We can spend some money to just getting back for having some sun.
Yeah, yeah. I'm guessing. I was born and raised in Oregon, and even for me, sometimes the cold and the rain is very difficult. And for you, I'm guessing it's even more difficult.
Yeah.
Like this year, it's been pretty bad.
Yeah.
Tell me about the schools. You said you have children?
Yeah.
And what have you noticed about schools in Mexico and schools in California or Beaverton? What are similarities? What are differences? What do you like or dislike?
Well, first of all, I think in Mexico, the system makes the kids work a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Works a lot. A lot of homework, a lot of stress
mm-hmm.
on the kids. And here I think it's a little more relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy with the system here because the kids can be a little more free to express themselves
mm-hmm.
and not too much pressure. So they can, I think it's a good thing because they can develop their own good things
mm-hmm.
More than in a very stressing environment like in Mexico. Mm-hmm.
Did Did you personally go to school in Guadalajara?
In Mexico City.
In Mexico. And it was strict.
Yeah.
Like could teachers, like in the United States, if a student was misbehaving many years ago, teachers, you know, might
hit a student.
But now we don't. Mm-hmm. Is that your experience in Mexico? What is discipline like in the classroom? You said the expectations were really high and it was very strict. There's no discipline problems in the classroom. Teachers are very strict.
In Mexico?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I think everywhere is the behavior, the kids' behavior is an issue. But well, I don't know now. In my time, like, I don't know, 35 years ago,
uh-huh.
teachers tend to slap you in the hand uh-huh. or putting you in the yard
uh-huh.
a couple of minutes or even yelling to you or that kind of things. Now with my kids, I don't let anybody any teacher to do that in Guadalajara. Nobody does that now, mm-hmm. but the behavior, I think is relaxed, but as they have too much pressure,
mm-hmm.
they are studying history from the first year, from the first grade. Mm-hmm. They study history, science, and a lot of things. I think that they don't have too much time for bad behavior because they have pressure mm-hmm. on the homework and.
Sure. Do your children like school? I don't know how old your children are.
Mm-hmm.
Are they in elementary or high school? Or?
Elementary and middle school.
Oh, okay. So they did some schooling in California.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a little bit in Mexico?
Yeah.
And so, do they like school here?
Yeah, Mexico, they're having a problem with the behavior, I didn't mention, but the bullying is bad. It's a big problem in Mexico. So all the time, as my kids were speaking with English accent,
uh-huh.
they were having a lot of people bullying them.
Ah.
That's the main thing. And here, fortunately, here is there's no same problem, so they feel somewhat comfortable with the system here now.
Good. What are the most important lessons that you have learned while coming to Los Estados Unidos and integrating into society and Oregon? And
the most important thing is I think in our culture in Mexico, we need to learn to volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
In the States, a lot of people do a lot of work, voluntary. And that's why here, the streets are nicer, or the parks are nicer, because people tend to see the streets or the parks like themselves, And that's because of the volunteering work, because you do your time for having a better life, better living.
Mm-hmm.
In Mexico, nobody volunteering.
Hmm.
So it's interesting that here you can learn to be part of a better way of life,
mm-hmm.
trying to give your time, even a couple of minutes for not for having a better place to be.
Interesting. That's great. Well, I want to thank you for coming in today.
Okay.
Finish with the questions. Very interesting ideas and experiences that you've had.